The Utah Department of Health is nearly halfway through its investigation of a hepatitis C outbreak associated with a former healthcare worker at two northern Utah hospitals. KUER's Bob Nelson reports.
Dr. Angela Dunn is with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and based at the Utah Department of Health. She says more than 7,200 former patients have been identified for possible exposure.
Just over half, 52% of those potentially exposed patients have currently been tested for hepatitis C. So of those, 53 tested positive for having a current hepatitis C infection, and 16 of those tested positive for a current hepatitis C 2B infection.
Dunn says the Utah Department of Health is focusing on finding cases with the matching 2B genotype because one is the original case and one is the former healthcare worker. She commended Davis and McKay-D hospitals for doing the right thing by getting involved in the massive investigation.
The good news is that we've come a long way in treatment for hepatitis C, and we have a lot of new medications that are very effective at eliminating the disease.
The Department of Health launched the investigation in 2015 after tracing the likely exposure to an infected nurse who had admitted taking drugs intended for patients. Bob Nelson, KUER News.